All right.
Listen up.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show? In the Bonus, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. Well, I don't hate to say I told you so. I really don't. Welcome to the Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus Podcast. Lakers are getting blown out by the Nuggets after leading in the first half of all three games. And look, when D'Angelo Russell was bad last year, I went to these playoff games against Nuggets and I said, you know, whatever you do, you're not going to be able to win with D'Angelo Russell as your starting point guard. So I would guess that at least a portion of the negative energy that sometimes LeBron James gives out is over like this fucking guy again, right? And the same thing with Darvin Ham. But man, does this look like it's going to end poorly for the Lakers? Now, on the upside, you had a season with Anthony Davis and LeBron James both being relatively healthy. That's amazing. Anthony Davis's body looks great. Like, he is a great player. I don't understand how he can get one shot in the fourth quarter in a winnable game, game two. That is coaching 101, and it hasn't been good enough. But if you've looked around the NBA and you look at how people are now evaluating it and you feel how D'Angelo Russell feels, it's like what Chris Bosh said in Miami. Like, you can play with LeBron James. He's an incredible player. He's going to pass you the ball in the first half and make you prove if you can make shots, you'll get the ball in the second half. And if not, he just won't even look at you again. But when things go wrong, it is not ever, ever LeBron James' fault. And while no one really likes to be held accountable for an entire team's loss, in your search for your next star to go along with LeBron and Anthony Davis next year, the likelihood of adding somebody who's a legitimate star that wants to take on that role of third wheel and take the blame if you lose doesn't feel like a strong one.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat a slice of pizza in under 30 seconds, or I know it'll take you over a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app, then pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more. Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code Doug. New customers can play $5 and get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code Doug, only on DraftKings. Pick 6, the crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's get to what the Fox says.
And now.
What's up, the Fox say?
This is Colin Cowherd talking about the Bears' choice to take a wide receiver with the 9th overall pick last night.
The Green Bay Packers have lapped them. And now the Lions have started to lap them. And the Vikings are loaded. The Bears spend a lot of time staring at the past. And last night, they officially grew up as a franchise. They evolved. Not just with the Caleb Williams pick, but at number 9, they needed an edge rusher. And there were several good ones available. And yet they took another wide receiver to a deep receiving core. That's something I didn't think they had in them. They've been celebrating the 85 Bears for as long as I can remember. Enough! It was great. Was great. W-A-S was great. They've already got a good offensive roster. Now it looks stacked. And unless you live in Chicago, the Bears are a hard watch. But last night was really unique for Chicago because there are certain teams in this league, Green Bay, San Francisco, the Rams, Philadelphia, Kansas City. Those are windshield teams looking to the future. The Bears have been looking through the rearview mirror for 20-some years. So for them, with other needs on defense, to take another receiver at 9 and a good one, wow.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it all sounds good. Yeah, it all sounds good. But he better be able to play. And Romy Dunsey can play. Unbelievable personality, unbelievable athlete, and a really polished wide receiver. All looks great. But let's hope the offensive line that's been adjusted throughout last year and into the offseason, that continues to get modified, and they have to get edge rushing. But I hate commenting on the first round of the draft. The draft is an entire story. And what Ryan Poles has done by not using his pick last year, the number one overall pick this year, has ended up giving them, you know, a bountiful harvest of multiple players and this year's number one overall pick. So all that, frankly, works for him. I don't love wide receiver if you're not taking quarterback, but considering the defense appeared to be good enough, now all of a sudden you get elite talent at wide receiver to go along with your revamped offensive roster. Not the best, not the worst, but you can see their plan taking place. This is Dan Patrick talking about the Broncos taking Bo Nix with their first pick.
Bo Nix going to Denver. I'm like, okay, so that's the guy you want. Is that the guy you had to settle for? Because I'm sure Sean Payton's going to go, hey, that's the guy we wanted. So if you could have had Jaden Daniels or Drake May or Caleb Williams, that's your guy? Can I see your draft board, coach? Because now this is on Sean Payton. Can't blame this on anybody else. Can't say a previous regime. This is your guy, rookie contract. Now you got to make some magic here. I was surprised Bo Nix went that high. I'm not surprised he went in the first round, but I was surprised that he was, you know, that we had 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 15 picks. That surprised me.
I'm a little surprised by Bo Nix. I mean, he was so limited at times at Auburn. Obviously, he's improved massively during his time at Oregon. Some of that is age and experience. Some of it is skill development. Some of it is the scheme that's around him. But I think you can tell what Sean Payton values. Hey, what Sean Payton values. He had Russell Wilson. He did everything he could to get rid of Russell Wilson, include take a gigantic tax hit, you know, a dead cap money hit. So he had to take a quarterback, and his decision was to go with the guy who'd started more games than anybody else. Get a guy who's been through all of the wars and a guy who's been coached by multiple people who appears to be super coachable. I truly believe this. If you know anything about Bo Nix, so his dad played quarterback at Auburn, right? And I believe that Bo Nix, because of all the coaching he's received, that Peyton did a full background on him and believes him to be talented enough, athletic enough, tough enough, and coachable enough to just do what the fuck I want you to do, which is the biggest problem with Russell Wilson. What no one will tell you, and I will, is because I do have friends in the Broncos organization, is he wanted Russell Wilson to succeed. He didn't think it was likely coming in, so that probably gave him a bias heading into it. But like, Russell Wilson does his own thing constantly. And what you saw or heard about off the field is just a snapshot of on the field. And Russell Wilson doesn't see the whole field, kind of limited in terms of his athleticism at this point in his career, and doesn't know who he is. I think he thinks Bo Nix does. That's the appreciation there. Now, will it work? I don't know. The Raiders don't really have a quarterback. They got two, and Minshew's probably the better one. They're probably a year away. They got to fix their entire roster. The Chiefs, I still think, can be beaten in the regular season. Postseason, they got Mahomes, and now they have more speed at wide receivers. But I do think the Chiefs are going to be better talent-wise this year than they were last year. That was probably the worst Chiefs roster you're going to see, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And I think the Chargers are coming, but it's going to take a while to play a completely different brand of smash-mouth football. You have to have a defense that correlates with that. And I don't know if they have that just yet. But as for the Broncos, I think you can see or feel or hear, in this case in radio, what Sean Payton values. Here's LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn talking about the Falcons' decision to take Michael Penix with their first pick.
The information that was ascertained about why the pick took place was they just simply liked him too much to pass up on him.
I'll be honest, I'd love to hear that. Like, as a general manager, you just signed Darnell Mooney. You just signed Rondale Moore. You brought in Ray-Ray McCloud, who can be a good return man. And you've already got Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. Like, how many guys do you need to have on your roster that you're going to feed the football to? So I think if the thought process was, we're going to draft Michael Penix because, as you said, they love him. And I get that. I love the tape. I love the young man for the times of, you know, that being around him and watching his games and all that. But it's also the fact that you do have a 36-year-old quarterback. He is coming off an Achilles. It still doesn't answer the question of, if you're the owner and you're Arthur Blank, you just spent $100 million of my dollars for the 2024 season, the 2025 season, and then $10 million into the 2026 season. What the blank are we doing here?
Yeah, I got it from the standpoint of, it's not really that expensive, you know, in terms of cost, right? Like, you have to have a backup quarterback. And in this case, you got a 25-year-old backup quarterback who everybody thinks can play at some level in the NFL. Now, can he be a starter? Can he be an all-pro? Can he be a Pro Bowler? We don't know. But that's what we know as of this point. Okay? But the draft equity that you spent is way more valuable than the contract that you spent. And then when you factor in the other moves that this front office has made, and you start to go, and we talked about this in the radio show, you start to go, hold on now. They did what? Okay. They did what? This is an organization. It doesn't just stand alone, right? It doesn't. Because when you go back to drafting Drake London or drafting Kyle Pitts, you know, that's the problem. And remember, this is a front office that supposedly pushed back against bringing in Bill Belichick. Well, yeah, because Bill Belichick would have told you, you're a bunch of fucking idiots. What are you doing here? You thought Kyle Pitts would change football. He hasn't. And look, everyone can make a bad eval. Everyone. And sometimes it's a good eval and the player gets worse, not better. Or an injury takes place. Or the guy just becomes a dog. Now, usually that's where the red flags exist. But I don't understand. May never understand how you're Atlanta and you've lacked direction for this long and you had a chance at Bill Belichick and you passed on him. If you didn't know by watching last night, and I didn't watch a lot of Belichick, but everything I watched, every clip, I was like, dude, this dude's the fucking shit. Right? Him and Saban have been better than everybody else for a reason. And yet, like, I don't care who you pick to run your franchise, but those guys have shown you through time and effort. It's not like they've done it in a where this is their first draft or this is their first year and they're feeling it out. If you have any holdbacks about Kirk Cousins, well, then you shouldn't have signed him to such a gigantic deal. And oh yeah, by the way, if you sign Kirk Cousins at 36 years old, you tell the rest of the National Football League you want to win and want to win now. But that's not what drafting Michael Penix does. I like it in terms of stacking their roster and Penix, you know, taking a year or 2 years to get ready to play in the NFL. But again, you have not won for several years, haven't been in the playoffs since 17. This doesn't make sense. That's what the Fox says.
What does the Fox say?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with The Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out The Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporting handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's find out who or what's annoying Jason Stewart.
And now, It's your annoying.
Doug, so let's see. Where do we start today? Okay, so I think it must be like a law that if you're live on camera, if you're dressed up like an idiot and the NFL puts you in a little section of their draft room and tells you to have energy when the camera comes to you, I think by law then they have to sign this, that you have to stick up your number one finger and you have to scream, "Let's go," over and over again. If there were 90 fan shots of teams last night, 90 fan shots, 89 of them had a collection of people who knew how to do nothing else, that lacked utter imagination, than to stick their finger up, number one, and say, "Let's go." Tom Brady has done a lot for the NFL, and I'm not going to take away any of his credentials, but "let's go" might be the most regrettable thing he's ever added.
No question.
It's so unimaginative. Yes. And annoying. It bothers the fuck out of me.
It is awful. It's awful. And it's everybody does, "Let's go." There's nothing to it. It's a gigantic nothing burger. And yet everybody says it.
Because most people are simple. Like, a lot of people in this world are simple. And if you ask them to do something last second, they go to those low-hanging fruit things.
I got to jump in here. My brain just goes to it naturally. And it's not. It's water. It's nothing. I don't know. Or LFG.
LeBron James, they went down 3-0 to the Nuggets last night. And you and I have talked on this show many times about this. I think your line is that LeBron James is in Los Angeles, but he's not of Los Angeles, or he's a Laker, but he's not of the Lakers. I forget what you say exactly, but I agree with that.
He plays for the Lakers, but he's not a Laker.
Exactly. He's been here, I think you said, 6 or 7 years now. He's still very much considered a purchased. What are those people in wartime called?
Mercenary.
Mercenary. He's not of the Lakers. And lines like this are only going to make that worse, because I would never imagine that Kobe would say this at a press conference after a loss in the playoffs.
And it's just basketball. At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
Could you imagine Kobe saying that?
Why you have to be mad?
Are you fucking kidding me? I had 3 NBA coaches send me that clip this morning. And all of them were, hold on, let me just make sure I read this correctly. One is, "Are you fucking kidding me right now with LeBron?" Okay. This one is a very bothersome statement from arguably the greatest player of all time. "I listened to the post game. I'm stunned. Clearly, he's finished with this team." Right? Like, holy shit. So look, I'll be honest with you. Kobe Bryant did not make every shot. Kobe Bryant wasn't even one of my favorite players. Right? He didn't become one of my favorite people until kind of we both evolved, and shortly before his death, like, I really got to know him and appreciate him and understand him better. But as a player, like, he could be selfish. He could be a prick. He could rub a lot of people the wrong way. But Kobe and the Mamba mentality own this team. Matter of fact, they own this town. Matter of fact, it kind of owns basketball. People call on the Mamba mentality. They don't even know what the fuck it means, right? They just say Mamba mentality, kind of like we do this thing for That's Baseball. Like, when they can't explain something, they go like, "Mamba mentality." Like, yeah, that wasn't really the Mamba mentality. But anyway, the point is this. He didn't make every shot. I don't believe he was the greatest player in the conversation. But do you know what he would never say? Down 3 games to none, just like up 3 games to none, he famously said, "Job's not finished." That motherfucker was a competitive asshole, right? And he told me, God is my witness, he told me when we had drinks that the difference between him and LeBron, and him and Jordan and LeBron, was that dude's not a killer. And you start to understand, right? You start to understand that LeBron James is probably a much more adjusted dude, right? Kobe didn't really kind of adjust some of his priorities in his life until he tore his Achilles tendon, spent a year around his kids, really kind of changed a lot of his focus. But when it was focus on basketball, it was focus on basketball. But you can understand why LeBron, probably a better dad, probably a better dude to be around, has some balance to him. All that sounds great. But do you think for 1 second Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, do you think any of them would be down 3 games to none? I mean, fucking Jimmy Butler would say with the Miami Heat, don't let us win a game. That's what we were all expecting to hear from LeBron. Instead, this is LeBron quitting. This is LeBron saying, I don't have the better team. I got no shot here. I don't like respect my coach. I don't like or respect my point guard. I probably don't like or respect management because they're the ones that put us in this position with this personnel. It was a stunning statement post game last night. And here's the crazy part. Barkley had one of the funniest things ever. He said, he was like, we really going to stay on air here waiting for LeBron to get out of the shower? You know what? The answer is yes. And LeBron, thank you. You made it worthwhile because you told us that you're done. You quit. You waved the white flag. Just basketball. Just basketball.
All right, that's it for the In the Bonus podcast. I'm Doug Gottlieb. We'll check you tomorrow. This is In the Bonus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.